Moika.
Hey.
Welcome to our podcast, Mastering Finland.
I'm Jean and I'm from California.
I'm Petra and I'm from the Czech Republic.
We're here to chat about our life in Finland. Hey Petra.
Hello, Jenny. Should I say? Okay.
Good, thank you. Well, if you say hello, you can say Jean. Hello, Jean.
Okay, hello, Jean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you then?
But Jenny will come to that later for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, and thank you for tuning in.
Oh, wow. That was very professional. She listens to many podcasts.
We're very professional here.
She knows. I am lame, so. But I'm trying my best, so let's be honest.
She's amateur.
I'm amateur, but I'm doing the technical stuff, so, you know, just so
I'm
you know.
I'm kidding. She's not an amateur.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, the same.
It's really weird weather outside. What's that?
What is it? It's neither this or that. It's basically gloomy outside, and it felt like snow, but it's rain also.
It's weird.
Is that sleet? I don't know. So today we're going to talk about how we built our community.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
is great.
Is great and sometimes challenging.
Yeah, and exhausting as well.
In a country like Finland.
Yay!
Yes, it's great. Offense.
No offense, but we...
But it's the truth.
Yeah,
and it's our truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you come to Finland, right, and you're just like by yourself or with your spouse or with whomever you came...
Yeah.
It might be really challenging to get out of this, like, oh yeah, I have just this person or I'm by myself and where am I going to meet the people?
Yeah, I feel like that's like...
Because here...
Common adult problem.
Yeah, but it's not that easy in here, I feel.
Here it's not. Here it's a whole other...
Yeah, it's not that easy.
Whole other
no,
beast.
No.
Okay. But also, the whole stereotypes of Finnish people being, you know, like, introverted and not as outgoing. And what do you think about that? Do you think there is some truth to that?
I think there's quite a lot of truth.
I think so, too. I really want to, like, give them the benefit of the doubt. But after having lived here over 2 years...
But I've been lucky. I have to say, I've been lucky. I've met amazing Finnish people who...
Same.
Who've been... in contact with many foreigners and they are just great.
Yeah.
But those Finnish people who have not done that,
who have not been
or in contact with people like foreigners
with people
have been quarantined for life.
Vampire.
No, but
yeah.
But yeah, so these people it's a bit difficult. I'm sorry.
It is a bit difficult. This is where you could really feel the... Petra, pull yourself together. This is where you could really feel the cultural shock.
Yeah.
And difference is when you try to socialize here and build a community.
I mean, yesterday I was in a pub, right?
Yeah.
And there was a Finnish man sitting by himself with the beer.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I was trying to...
He needs a friend.
Maybe he would want to join us or something. So I kind of like...
casually
looked at him, like, you know, if he looked... I'll be like, hey, do you want to join us?
Yeah.
He didn't look. He was just there with his beer, just sat and scrolling with his phone. So I guess
maybe
he was happy, though.
Maybe that's his alone time. And he's
maybe,
like, get out of my
face. But
and you're being all nice. Oh, Petra.
But, you know, and it's really difficult because I'm anxious and I don't like doing these things. So I, you know, was...
Well, you know what? If you are alone sitting at a bar, Petra will come find you.
Please.
And she'll start trying to... If you see a girl trying to make eye contact with you, she's
red
just
hair,
trying to be
by
nice.
Way, red hair.
Yes, red short hair.
Please.
That's Petra.
She's not flirting. She just wants to be friends.
She's just trying to be friendly, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So,
okay, how do we build our community, Petra?
So, I guess when you're studying, you start with your flatmates, right? And probably...
That makes sense.
If you're not...
the first people
if
you meet.
Are, of course, if you're not living alone, if you don't have studio, which
then
is another bit...
Just kidding. You're not screwed.
Then sorry. But, well, so flatmates. How did it go for you? Because I know you had flatmates,
right? I had flatmates. I had two.
Yeah.
So I was in a 3-room student housing apartment, and one of them was Finnish. Oh, they're actually both Finnish, like citizens.
Yeah.
But one of them was, like, Finnish blood... The other one was Russian blood.
Oh, so are we in Harry Potter now?
Mudblood.
So the other one was mudblood, but the other one was Finnish, so you know. Yeah.
No, so it was really cool to to have a Russian speaker there because, yeah, you know, I speak Russian.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I got really excited. She kept to herself a lot. She was a gamer. Yeah. So she, like, stayed in her room a lot.
Makes
and, like,
sense.
She didn't, yeah, she was nice, but we rarely saw her coming out. Maybe just for air and water once in a while. Otherwise, she was usually.
I mean,
in
that's
room.
How it goes with gamers, so, you know.
Makes sense. I mean, makes sense. Yeah. And there you go. Maybe she has another story for how to build a community.
Oh, definitely.
Digital community.
Yeah, digital community, for sure. Yeah.
But that became problematic when it was her turn to clean, which, meaning, yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't clean.
Oh.
And so, basically, the whole. My experience with roommates was the different ideas of cleanliness that we all had.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
the
difficult.
The gamer girl just.
If you don't match, yeah.
Didn't, like. Granted, she never came out, so she's not making that much of a mess, I'm assuming, you know? Yeah. It's only in her room. But, like, we had a chart, a weekly chart of who would clean the whole house every weekend.
Yeah.
And she never cleaned. And then the other roommate, it started out really nice and cordial. And, like, if we bake something, we would, like, leave it out for each other, like, for all the flatmates. And but, again, the different definitions of cleanliness. is where it got really difficult. And I think this is an issue with anyone who has roommates in any country or place, but the time where it really, like, I flipped my switch was when I cleaned the whole house, okay? And this one roommate has a habit of not using a cutting board when she cuts her bread. She just cuts it on the counter.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't, like, it gets so crummy everywhere, and she doesn't bother to clean it until it's her turn to clean the whole house. So we're living with crumbs on our counters for 2 weeks until it's her turn to clean the whole house.
Oh, kill me, please.
Yes.
Nice.
So one time I cleaned the whole house, okay? And I clean very meticulously. I can make a mess, but I could also clean really well.
Yes, she can.
Every corner. And so I cleaned everything, and literally seconds after, she cuts her bread or whatever, and there's crumbs on the counter, and that's when I was like, I have to confront, and I hate confronting people. And I feel like Finnish people don't like confronting people.
But she's good at confronting people. And it's such a shock because she's such a cute one. She's just a cute little thing.
But you
and then she just flips and it's
how
like.
Much anxiety.
Oh. And I'm always like, oh my god, I'm scared of her. I'm scared of her. Please, Jean, come back. Please, Jean, come back.
Come back, sweet Jean. No, but I get so anxious. Like, I have to, like, think of a script to say, like, oh, what am
I
really?
Say?
Like, okay, I'm going to knock on the door.
But you pull this phase. You don't see yourself. But you have this, like...
Yeah, that's because I'm nervous.
Yeah, but...
That's not my angry face. That's my nervous, like, petrified to confront face.
Oh, I thought
face.
You... It was the angry face.
Well, it depends. Depends what they do. It, maybe it's
because I remember it with the pizza thing. You did it the same.
Pizza.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
he
God.
He was just straight up rude.
Yeah, he was rude. And she was just like, blah, blah. And then she told him all. And then I was like... Wow, and it was the first time I saw this. I was like, ooh,
so
I am impressed, but at the same time, I'm a bit scared now.
Petra has seen all sides of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, so... But
so I confronted her.
Yeah, the best part was, though, when I came and there were a million of post-it notes.
Yes, I mean, what
in
else am I supposed to do? Like, I told her multiple times, okay? I went through anxiety at least 3 times to have to confront her.
Horrible.
And so I was like, maybe I can... I didn't put the posters up to, like, in your face, like, you know, like, your children. I did it because I genuinely thought people needed a reminder, you know? Like, when you have certain habits to...
So it was friendly.
It was friendly posters. Okay.
Clean your stuff! Exclamation mark.
I forget what it said. It was like, don't was forget good. To like clean the counters or something. And I put them on both sides of the kitchen walls.
It was basically like what mom would do, you know, if she has kids,
and
right?
Hello, there you go. That's what mom would do.
Exactly.
I wasn't their mom. So that's why I was getting
frustrated. But then I, the great person, convinced her to move into studio, and she's been grateful to me ever since then.
It's been the best decision of my life, honestly.
You see? And she didn't want to move. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Well, it's because the student village is like so student-y, and there's so many people there.
Yeah,
I hate running into people.
Well, yeah,
in that sense, I feel like I'm kind of finished.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, there was at least bus once in 10 minutes.
That's
the other one was once in half an hour. So, you know, has its own positives.
Seriously, that location was not the best. And I'm glad I got out of there, and I'm glad Petra convinced me.
Yes, I'm the best. Yeah, thank you.
You are the best.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Wait, but you had flatmates and you had a good experience.
Oh,
you
yeah,
said, right?
I did. They were amazing. I loved them
Where
so much.
Where were they from? Such a different.
Hello. I loved them so
such
much.
Such a different.
Amazing. Oh my God. I was experience. So lucky. When I came and I had the first year of Erasmus and the first half a year of that year.
Yeah.
I had a flatmate from actually Czech, and she was from the same university, and we decided we didn't know each other before, but when we were only two people who got from our university to Jyväskylä through the Erasmus.
Yeah.
And we agreed that we're going to move in together to help each other with, you know, these paperwork and stuff, and
oh,
if we don't
nice.
Know something. It was quite nice. So we, like, when we were filling up the form, you can put there, like, if you know somebody you would want to move in with, you can put the name and they try to match you if they can. So they matched us, and we were already two of us then. And we had the third person. She was named Linda, and she was from Thailand, and she was such a sweet person. Oh my God. Amazing. She was traveling a lot, so she was like all the time in and out, sort of. But also her mom came to visit, and they cooked Taiwanese food for us, and and there was the first time when I tried the, like, original bubble tea, the, like, homemade
Ooh,
thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I haven't even had homemade bubble tea.
Yeah, it was amazing. And,
so cool.
Like, she was just such a sweet and bubbly, amazing person.
Oh, Linda.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda's mom.
And they were both, like, oh, sweethearts, really. And then, but then, I was the only one who was staying whole year, and these two people left.
Oh, so you had
countries.
New roommates the second semester.
So, but I made a friend with one Spanish girl called Clara. Hello, Clara. I love you. You know. And her flatmate was also, like, leaving. So she stayed alone in that apartment, and I stayed alone. So we decided she's going to move in with me.
Ooh, you took the relationship
to
the
next
level.
We did it. And she moved in. And I was so happy because she's amazing. And you know that. Oh my, she's Clara, you know that. I mean, you know. But... then we were wondering who's going to be the third flatmate, right?
Yeah.
If we're going to get any.
Right.
And then I got to know it's a Czech person. And I was like, oh my God, seriously.
You are a magnet to your people.
Like, I don't hate Czech people or anything, don't you think? But
no.
I moved here to have, like, friends from all around the world.
Yeah.
But I am being very close to Czech friends. I meet them randomly, or I get somewhat
yeah,
somewhere, and then there's a Czech person. And I'm like,
she seriously,
huh?
She always, like, random strangers
exactly.
that she connects with will be Czech people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So then I was like, of course she's Czech, right? I was a bit
You're
like,
a Czech magnet, get it? Like, Czech magnet,
oh,
but
yeah.
Czech magnet.
So I was like, oh no, this is horrible. But her name is Jana, and she was amazing as well. And we became such a close friend. Like the thing that you see
so
in
nice.
Movies, it happened to me.
You were the movie
and
version of
Yeah, and it was just like, you feel a bit lonely, so you knock on the door and you're like, do you want to have a tea? And then you go and sit around the, like, round table and you, like, sit there in your, you know, like, cozy clothes and just drink your tea and, like, discuss and laugh and stuff.
That's so nice.
And so many times it turned into party and, like, oh, yeah, do you have any alcohol? Yeah, let's drink. And then we end
From
up in a city
alcohol.
Set. Yeah. But it was so natural and we became such a great friends.
Yeah.
And also, I remember we had so many people coming in. We tried to be this, like, very welcoming place.
Yeah.
So on our toilet door, which was, like, there was this hallway where we had all the three doors to our room. And it led to a kitchen.
Yeah.
And in between, there was this toilet.
Yeah.
And shower, and we put on the toilet door these, like, three huge papers.
Yeah.
So everyone could put memories on, like, what all the funny stuff that we laughed at.
Oh.
And all the, like,
wow, party central.
Yeah, it was amazing. And also with us, we just had this stuff that we laughed at and we wanted to remember it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it was so sad to put it down, and we took pictures in front of it when we put it down when we were cleaning.
Oh.
And it was, and they're amazing.
You had such a good,
I mean,
roommate experience.
Yeah,
you
it was
guys,
like,
were an actual family.
Yeah, it was actual thing, like, from the movies that you think that doesn't exist.
And I think that's so important, especially when you come back home. Like, you want home to be associated with something
exactly.
warm and fuzzy. and comfortable, which isn't something I had. I had like
unfortunate, but I'm so grateful, and it was the best year.
Yeah,
with all of these people. Yes, definitely.
That's awesome. And in addition to flatmates, if you get lucky or you don't get lucky, you also have the opportunity of signing up for the Friendship Family program. That's at the University of UVic. Yeah.
I don't know. It might work as well in other universities. There could be. But we have no clue, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's how... That's
it's called Friendship Families, and it's really nice project when they match Finnish families with foreigners and give them a chance to kind of look into how the life is in Finland and how it's all going.
It's just like a cultural exchange, but also just making new friends.
And it's really nice because you Finnish can like bake with them and they can show you places. Yeah, it's really cool.
So I signed up for that program, and I got matched up with this really nice family. It's a mom, dad, and two daughters, but the daughters are older, like they're both in college, so I don't get to see them as often. But we have made like bulas together. Yeah, they're like these cinnamon buns, but they're not cinnamon, they're cardamom. And I've also cooked for them, and like we've gone skating at the lake, and we also like went to an art exhibition show thing that their friend was hosting. Anyways, it's a really nice thing.
Yeah, it is. I would recommend it.
Yeah.
I had this old couple.
Oh yeah, you had an old
couple. They were so cute.
Old couples were the best.
He didn't speak any English at all, so I practiced my broken Finnish at that moment. Oh, it's still broken, but at that point it was completely broken. And I tried to express myself. It was so funny. And he was this awkward, typical Finnish man.
Yeah.
I have to say this way, sorry, but it's true.
No offense.
And the woman was complete opposite. It was ridiculous. She was like Spanish wipes, but Finnish. You would not believe it.
Oh,
but
really?
She was all like, all around the place.
They balance each other out.
Yeah, definitely. They did. Yeah. And they were so nice. And she spoke the English, and she was just so like lively and like excited and like she loved photography and baking and stuff, so it was really
she sounds
nice.
Like a ball of sunshine.
She was really nice.
And also obviously our classmates were our community. I think that was
the biggest
main community.
I met you all.
Just thinking back, I really really miss those days when we would meet up for like birthdays or just to hang out, and we all lived in the same student village, so it was just a few steps away. And it was just...
And basically, you know, that's how it goes, right? You go to classes with the people and
then
you get matched.
We have the same classes.
And then, you know, you just become friends. And then you start podcasts with your friends. And that's how it goes.
There you go. Exactly.
It's true. But but it's so sad that so many of them left now.
Yes, we graduated last year, so they all left back to their own countries, and we're the leftover ones.
Yeah, there's a few leftovers, and there are a few more.
As you know,
we had the first interviews, and Kadi and Katarina, there are the few leftovers with us that I interviewed.
Yes.
But yeah, it's... it's crazy that they're just gone, and it's never
just like that. The community is gone, and you just
it was really hard.
Treasure it so much, like because you just can't replicate it ever again. First of all, I'm never gonna be a student again.
Yeah, exactly.
And student life was awesome. Like just discounts
do
aside,
it. Like, do it as long as you can.
Seriously, and just like being together, and like they just become your family.
Definitely.
And
And like I don't
thinking about it makes me sad now.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm feeling kind of.
But we miss you
today.
All, and we hope and believe that you are all listening to us because you're great.
I
people.
Really hope they are.
And you know who you are. You know who you are, and we love you.
Yes.
And we miss you, and hopefully we'll meet all some point soon somewhere.
We dedicate this episode to you.
Oh, yeah, we do.
In loving memory.
Oh my god, that was lovely.
They didn't die. The community died. But just kidding. The community is well alive in spirit and in the WhatsApp group.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so then also Finnish language
Yes,
courses.
You were saying you...
Well, for me, because on Erasmus, the first thing I did was this Finnish language course, which was the short first course, like intensive course in August, before like the semester even started.
Yeah.
And it was really good because it was a combination of people who are exchange students and also master's degree students.
Mm.
So I met so many master's degree students who actually I met after, again, when I came back to Jyväskylä.
2 years later.
Yeah. Cool. There were some, like, leftovers there, which was really cool. I at least saw some, like, familiar faces and stuff. Yeah. But unfortunately, those with whom I was very close, they left as well. So that was that.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And of course, all the people, my community that I had during that year, most of them I met during that language course. Or through the people
in the language course.
Yeah.
I think you make some of the best friends through language courses. There's something about learning languages together.
They were just all amazing people, and I got to like hang out with Japanese and Spanish people. So many Spanish people. Oh my god. I hanged out. At one point, it was me and like 10 Spanish people going to Tampere on trip, and they all spoke Spanish. And I'm telling you, after 1 year of doing that, I was understanding everything in Spanish. I was just like fluent, but I didn't speak. Yeah. But I was fluent in understanding.
Did Billy know this?
I don't think
so. You're like eavesdropping on our conversation.
No, not like that. But I forgot everything, of course, because it goes down. Okay, yes. But like, if you're in it for 1 year, of course you get stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry, should I translate? I'm like, no, I got it. You said this and this. And they're like, what? I'm like, I don't know. It just happened. Well, but you know, it's the context and stuff. But it was great. And I love them all. And definitely finish language courses. And they're compulsory at the university.
They are compulsory for one semester at least. Yeah.
And although if you're coming here and you're not student, you are anyway like going to take probably the Finnish one. Yeah. And if you don't have a job, they're definitely going to make you take the Finnish course.
Yeah, like the government will make you do that. As part of the adaptation.
Yeah, exactly. Program. So... you know, be aware that there might be some people who are going to be your friends for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And most likely, I think what it is with language courses is you're at the same level. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you are like as vulnerable as the other people when it comes to that.
Exactly. Because learning a language is vulnerable.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's nice to go through with it with people. And another thing that I really benefited from was going to church.
Mm-hmm.
In Jyväskylä, they have several Protestant churches.
Yeah.
They have what's called Free Church and a Pentecostal church, which Pentecostal is not something I very much connect with. But it's really interesting because their service times in general, the church here, they start at 4. Whereas I'm used to, in other parts of the world, it usually starts in the morning at like 10 or 11.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Like that was very strange to me that they start in the middle of the day because it kind of like breaks up your day into this weird time.
Yeah.
So... anyway, so that's why I went to the Pentecostal church because they had an 11 o'clock service. And most times what will happen is it will be in Finnish and they will provide translation into headsets into English.
Oh, really?
And that was something really difficult to get used to, actually, because with headsets, it's just a whole other experience in terms of staying focused and just kind of like being in it with everyone else. Like, so like I oftentimes would find myself just zoning out. And but they also have a lot of churches will have like international services and that's usually
they're providing such a service.
Yeah. They also provided Arabic translation as well.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Arabic or Persian.
Yeah.
And I believe in Helsinki they have a lot of international churches because obviously there's more people here and they have morning services, it looks like 11 or 10 more. Quote unquote normal time. And so there's Lutheran. Finns are Lutheran
they're
Lutheran.
Yeah.
There's also so Catholic churches and
Orthodox
Protestant and Orthodox Orthodox churches. What's wrong with my tongue? And there are also mosques in Helsinki. I just Google mapped it and it looks like they're all in like the southern area. The most northern one, I believe it was in Vaasa.
Yeah.
Which is like closer to Sweden.
Yeah.
And there's also Buddhist temples.
Oh, really?
Which I just Googled.
Really amazing.
It's also in Helsinki.
Well, that's the part when Finland seems to be inclusive.
They're inclusive. And speaking of religion, it reminds me of the school curriculum and how they have religion studies.
Yeah.
And the child gets to choose which one. So if you are Muslim, right, you can.
But isn't it supposed to be they should be like aware of all the religion? Like, if you're a child, right, and the parents, let's say parents, they are atheists, right? But then you still have this sort of like
I think if they're atheists they do something else. I think we've asked that question at the
but shouldn't there be some sort of like overall knowledge of
of all the religions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But
because I thought that's also the point of it, that they
exposed to different beliefs.
Yeah, which should be part of it. Because you should be able to understand other beliefs.
Yeah, just to have knowledge of it.
And of course, and to be accepting of everybody.
Exactly. I think though for sure the school offers Islam classes if you are a Muslim and definitely. Christian. So I think that's pretty cool that the schools take into consideration and are inclusive in that way. In the spiritual thing, which is a very, personal thing to a person. And
Sure.
I think, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know where they would get exposed to other religions and
because
to get an idea
nowadays, to me, that's the most important.
Yeah.
Because people are being scared of religion.
Yeah.
And
it reminds me of that guy in Uvascula, American guy, who,
remember?
He's at the center. He's one of those guys. If you're Christian, you probably know these guys, but they're on the streets and they're condemning you to hell. And if you don't believe,
it was so scary. I was so scared of him.
But he literally just will stand there and at the center where there's lots of traffic and, just say these things. And, I guess that's his way of reaching out to people. but
genuinely, I thought it's mentally
kind of we still don't. He's very mysterious, because I remember one of our friends, I forget who I was talking to, they actually went up to him and had a conversation with him, and they tried to figure out what he actually does in Finland, because he's literally there almost every day. And but he wouldn't really divulge his his life here, so he's still quite a mystery,
because genuinely at one point I thought that he's just he has some issues, mental health issues. Yeah. That's why,
I think you have to really not care about what you look like to other people.
Yeah.
To a really high degree, if you can stand there.
I mean.
Especially in Finland, where it's quiet and it is so not the type of environment to scream.
Definitely
and,
not.
And all that stuff.
If someone screams, I'm always oh my god, what's happening? Am I dying right now? Am I dying right now? What's that? Genuinely, that's how I feel every time that there is some loud thing happening around. And it's oh, this is too much.
So, anyway, that's, we're saying this to just let you know that there are, religions are represented here.
Yeah, definitely.
And, in general, I don't think Finnish people are that religious. I think they, at least from what I have seen, the people that I know, which aren't that many, so maybe I'm not that reliable, but they'll go, I think, on Christmas, on Easter,
All right.
So,
I think
that's our community.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so good luck with building your own community. And
good luck.
Good luck.
No, we don't mean that.
No,
way.
You will do well.
All
and
the
there
best.
Are so many other ways, of course, how to do it. But,
yes, but
we covered
this is how
our ways and how we did
it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All
Have a nice day. And
hear you next Monday.
Yeah, hear you next Monday. Bye.